This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a 500,000 veterans give high marks to VA healthcare. The NSA is urging organizations to deploy increasingly ubiquitous AI systems with security in mind. And recent TSA pay raises have reportedly done wonders for staff attrition. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The head of the Transportation Security Administration says TSA's recent salary increases are paying off. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has the details.
Attrition at TSA is down nearly 9% since the agency gave employees historic pay raises last year. TSA Administrator David Pekoski, who testified before House lawmakers yesterday, says the agency's federal employee viewpoint survey scores are also improving. Last year's pay raises brought TSA salaries in line with much of the rest of the federal workforce. TSA's budget request for 2025 would continue to fund periodic pay raises as well as career ladder promotions. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Office of Personnel Management's topmost leadership position will soon be vacant. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Kiran Ahuja is stepping down from her role as OPM director in early May. With nearly 3 years on the job, Ahuja is the longest-serving permanent OPM director in nearly a decade. Ahuja cited ongoing health concerns and a recent death in the family as the reasons behind her departure. OPM Deputy Director Rob Shriver will step in as the agency's acting director in the meantime. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service is seeing problems with on-time delivery in areas where it's implementing its network modernization plans. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman reports.
Agency watchdogs say Atlanta and Richmond, Virginia are seeing the worst of these delays after USPS opened large regional facilities there meant to consolidate operations. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says service should stabilize in these areas by this summer. DeJoy tells lawmakers he's still optimistic about the network changes and that they're critical to cutting costs.
We apologize to the constituents that have received that service, but in the long term, if we don't make these changes, that will be every day, everywhere around the nation.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Air Force will use new authorities to start two new programs. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The Air Force will start two new projects using the Quick Start Initiative. The service will be able to initiate a project on resilient GPS capabilities and on battle management for moving target indication through the Quick Start Authority. The Quick Start provision, placed in the 2024 Defense Policy Bill, allows the service to start working on new programs before Congress officially funds them. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
There's been broad support for a bill aiming to lift current limits on some federal retiree Social Security benefits. If enacted, the Social Security Fairness Act would repeal the Windfall Elimination Provision, or WEP, and the Government Pension Offset, or GPO. But some opponents of the legislation are still raising concerns. They told House lawmakers during a hearing yesterday that the original WEP and GPO policies were meant to ensure fair treatment and maintain equity. They worry that removing WEP and GPO would also cause solvency issues in Social Security. Still, proponents of the legislation say the WEP and GPO are unfair to public sector workers. They're calling for the legislation's passage. Air Force officials are pursuing a provision in the 2025 Defense Policy Bill to move all National Guard space units to the Space Force. The service wants to bring those units under the Space Force Personnel Management Act. Under this legislation, the Space Force is already moving 1,000 full-time Air Force reservists to the Space Force. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall says there will be minimal changes to the way Air National Guardsmen will serve under the potential new structure. Veterans are giving higher trust scores to the health care they receive from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Veteran trust in VA outpatient care is up to nearly 92%. The data is based on surveys of more than 480,000 veterans who received VA care in the past 90 days. Veterans rated the VA on criteria such as ease of scheduling an appointment, the quality of care received, and pharmacy service. Veterans gave the VA an 85% trust score when the department started tracking these metrics in 2018. The National Security Agency is urging organizations to deploy AI systems with security in mind. The NSA's new guidance on deploying artificial intelligence systems, released this week, includes security recommendations for the in-demand technology. The agency says the rapid adoption of AI systems makes them a big target for hackers. Recommendations include protecting sensitive data and guarding against the potential misuse of AI systems. The NSA says organizations will also need to update their systems to address evolving AI risks while still adhering to traditional IT security best practices. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.